daf Tesham and Aleph. Ve'is the Moses Misefa. We had a baraisa on Rav Tesham and Bey. Let's just mention the baraisa again. Shnayim shoyim moishin begomol umanhigin b'chamoyim. Moshe Yechot Moshe Be'echot Manik Midah Zayis Kono Rav Yudah Oymar Be'ikon Ashitay Meshichem V'gomo V'anhogen V'chama. Right. So now that's the Barais. Ve'ita Ve'ista Moshe. This is around the 12 lines from the top. Ve'ista Moshe Misef. Others want to bring a raya from the Sefer. The Sefer says, "Bemide zu kone." It says, "Bemide zu kone." Bemide zu lemuute mai. I love lemuute lochu. Loi lemuute ip. Hochi Hainu Rav Yehuda Ike Binayu Tadecho De Loikone Ist Omri Meshiche Bachamoye Ike De Omri Anhoge Begomo. Now this is a very difficult Gemara. Let us try a little to figure out what the Gemara is saying. Veiz De Moisev Miseife Vemide Zu Kone. Now, the Tanakhama said, Shnayim shoyam moishchen begomo umanhigin bechamoya. Then it says, Oy shoya echot moishe veechot manik v'midezu kon. So the Gemara wanted to say, v'midezu lemutei mai lav lemutei rochu. Now, let us see, Rashi tells us, Pashtikul Mahalach. B'mida hazois kosal kedaitoch b'meshicha oi ba'anhogo bein b'domo bein b'chamoy. Now, so let's start trying to understand how the baraisa goes according to the Tanakh. Shnayim shoyam moishchin begomo. Meshiche is uche begomo. Both of them are kain. Umanhigim bechamoyer. Both are manig bechamoyer. Both are kain. Oy shoyo echot moishech veechot manig. So Rashi says, b'mida hazois, kosal kedaito, b'meshiche oi ba'anhogo bein begomo bein bachamoy. So what does that mean? So l'chayre it means that meshiche will help bein begomo bein bachamoy. Anhogo will help bein begomo bein bachamoy. One will help. So he's saying as follows. He's saying, first he says, if two make a kinyan that's ulchei, both are kind. Case number two, oisho ye'echod moishech. One was moishech, bein begomo bein bechamoy. So that means if one person made a kinyan lav ulchei, it also helps. Now, let's just understand this. So, when he spoke about two making a kinyan, he said, Shneyam shnayim shoyim moishchin, shnayim hoyim manhigin. So, it would seem for both to be koine, he has to make a kinyan the ulche. If one will make a kinyan the ulche, and one will make a kinyan that lav the ulche, won't be kind. The Ulche will be kind and the Lab Ulche will not be kind. But then he says, when you want two to be koine, both have to make a kinyan doog. Then he goes further, oisha ya echad moishech, one was moishech bein begovel bein bechamoyim, that alav uche, one could also be koine. That means if there's no competition, if there's not two making a kinyan, there's only one making a kinyan, and one is making an ulche dikikinyan, then the lav ulche won't be koine. But if you have one making a lav ulche dikikinyan, that one will be koine. Fine. A lav ulche dikikinyan is also koine by al kaponim, by one. If there's no competition, a lav ulche dikikinyan is koine by one. Fine. And before the word b'mida hazois, so now we know the machlokes so far between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, lo'olam lo'ikona achetei mishiche b'gomel. You said by one, alav ulche b'kekenin is koine, there's no competition. Oh, no, I wish to vehemently disagree with you. La'olam la'ikona ashtayim mishicha begomel machogim. Fine. So now we know this, we know like this, from the Tanakhama, the Tanakhamos, if two are making a ma'isa kinyan, both have to be Moshe. Both have to make a nuchidike kinyan. If one is making a ma'isa kinyan, a lav uchidike kinyan will help. Rabbi Yehuda says, a lav uchidike kinyan will never help. Now let's go back to the Tanakam. The Tanakam says, I said a chiddush. Alav ulche dikikinyin will be koine b'mida zois. Just this. But don't go further. So he wants to be memayit something. What is he memayit? What is he memayit? Moser is memayit roch. That's how the Gemara understood. What is he saying over here? Alav ulche dikikinyin is koine. But that I'll tell you, by Gomel and Nachamoyer, Alav Uchi the Kikinyan is Koine. But Rochuv won't be Koine. So we see that Rochuv is not Koine. So again, we have an often Baraisa that Rochuv is not Koine. That chat in the Gemara, B'midezu limutei mai, lav limutei Rochuv. So the Gemara says, Loi lemeute ifche. No. We're not memayit Rochuv. Rochuv is koine. Lemeute ifche. Now let us try to understand this. We're in very hot water over here. He said like this, Shnayim shoye moishchen begomel akoine. Oy shahoye echad moishech. What does echad moishech mean? By what case? By a gomel. Oye echad moishech lemute yipche. That what? That anhoga will not be kinder by a gomel. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. It's coming lemute yipche. Now, so what is he saying over here? First he starts shnayim shayu moishech. Both are koine. Oisha ya echad moishech. What is he coming to tell us? Mashiach helps, but not anhoge. So, good morning. You told me the Mashiach. He just said, Shnaim shayim moishchem, shnaim konu. I said, moishchem, shnaim konu. Oisha ya echad moishech. So it would seem from the Shita Mekavetzes that he's coming to tell us, no, this is Pshat the Marai said. Don't say that you need Mashiche by two, that both should be koine. But by one, even the Lav Uche will also be koine, the way we said 2 minutes ago. No, Oisha Ye Echad Moshech. One also, only Mashiche is koine. Lemute Ibche. But what? But Anhoge will not help by a Gomel. And Mashiach will not help by a chamoyer. That is l'chayra what the Gemara is saying now. The Gemara is saying now, loy lemu'ute ipcha. It's coming to tell us, it's not coming to tell us, not the way you learned till now, that ipcha is koine al koponim by one. That means if there's competition, then the uche is koine. If there's no competition, then the lav uche is also koine. No. Oy shahoya echad moishech afilu by echad. There's no competition. Nafke mashiche. Lemute ipcha uche will never help. Not being mamayet vochav. Vochav is koine. It's coming to be mamayet ipcha that even by one, only uche is koine. Only uche is koine. And not Ulche is not koine. That's it. Only Ulche is koine. The Gemara. Yochi Haino Rav Yehuda. Ooh, so that's Pshat L'Tanakame. That the Sefer is coming to tell us, afilu by one, you need Ulche. So that's Mamash Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a loyla makanashim, mishicha, begamal, and hoga, bachamoyal. So, hein the Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the machloikis, the Tanakame, and Rabbi Yehuda? The way you're saying napsha. Yochi, hein the Rabbi Yehuda. Zakta Gemore, ike binayu tat echot, the loy kodeh. Is the amri mishiche b'chamoyer, mike the amri anhoge b'gomo. Now, the Gemara in the Teretz is saying as follows. The Gemara in the Teretz, first there's two problems in the Teretz of the Gemara, but in the Gemara in the Teretz is saying as follows. You're asking me, Akasha, what is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kama? You just said that the Tanna Kama is coming to tell us Limute Ifche. So the Gemara wanted to say, no. The Gemara says, Ike Chatzad the Loikone. So the Shite is Akasha. That Loshen is no good. I'm asking, what's the difference? Chatzad the Loikone. Moshe have said, Ike Chatzad the Kone. Fine. Okay, so the lotion is a little dochel. This kasha the shita is. So the Gemara means to say that there's one case that the Tanna Kama holds, lav uche is good. Either it's by gomel or by chamay, I don't know. There's one case, that's the difference between the Tanna Kama and Rabbi Yehuda. But davoini, I don't understand one thing. I don't understand the Tanna was kaiful the loshen. He said, Shnayim shahoyu moishe. Fine. Tuwa moishe. Then he said, Oishoye echad moishe. Now what does that mean? One was moishe. So good morning. But he told me one is moishe. So akochel, the only time he one is moishe, tell me that afilu by one, only moishe. And that. Then he said, Shnayim shahoyu manhigim. Or ve'echad man. So he said, he repeated each case by one to tell us that v'muta yibche. Now all of a sudden the Gemara ends up by saying one is koine. So one of these two cases, why did he repeat himself? I can't figure this out, l'davoyni. I don't understand why he repeated himself. The whole purpose of the repetition was v'muta yibche. He said, Shnaim Shoyim Moishchen helps. Then he says, Oishoy Yechod Moishchen. So what's that coming? Shkoyah. So it's coming to tell us that a Philippi Echod, Davke Moishchen. Davke Echod, Davke Mani. So then the Gemara says, no, one case is good. So why is he repeating himself? But Davoini, I don't understand this. About Kaponim, that is Pshat. And the Gemara is Teretz. Zok the Gemara Vait. Toshma, echad rochuv chamoyer, ve'echad tofes v'maseiro. Ze kone chamoyer, ve'ze kone maseiro. Now, we have over here One was Reichiv HaChamer. One was holding the Meisera. So the one who was Reichiv HaChamer was not holding the Meisera. He had over here, HaChamer shall Hefker, Reuven is Reichiv and HaChamer, Shimon is holding the Meisera. So the Bereise says, Zekon HaChamer, Zekon HaMeisera. We see Rachel is coming. Now, just let's say a few words later, and then we'll come back to this. So the Gemara says, "Hachinami b'manik v'raglo." The Gemara says, "No. It doesn't mean he was a Rachel. He was a Rachel, but it was a manik v'raglo." Rochel is not going in, speaking about that he's kicking it with the feet, he's a manik v'raglo. Fine. Now, let us go back to the Hava Mina of the Gemara. The Gemara in the Hava Mina held Rochel is Rochel manik. It's not a manik v'raglo. Because the Gemara held, and the Gemara before asked this for Akasha, the Gemara asked Akasha that if it's manik v'raglo, so why say echad rochel? Say echad manik. The kinyan is manik. They'll be sitting on it as lemal lemoyle. The kinyan is manik. So why does it say echad rochel? So the makshin held that rochel means, if you want to say manik, say manik. So if he said rochel, why says rochel? Echad rochel chamoyer, v'echad tovas meseire. Now let's see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Echot tofus b'meiseira, v'ene mani. The other one is holding the meiseira, and this one is a roch. Shmami no roch of koine, shaloi b'mokim manik. Here there's no manik over here. It's a roch of a roch. It's a rochel, and a tofus b'meiseira. We see rochel is coming. V'kivon v'shaloi b'mokim manik koni kulei b'mokim manik algi. So now Rashi says a psadei ago. So we just were mevara that rochel is coming. And Rashi says, ooh, if rochel is coming, so now rochel b'mokim manik will divide. So everyone asks on Rashi, Shem B'Shamayim. We had a whole sugya that Chesam is based. The Gemara of Yehuda and Shaila, maybe we had asked Shmuel said, Rochav, but one case said, Manik is going on. Rochav is going, he doesn't know which one. He doesn't know what the Shaila was. The Shmuel and Shaila, maybe. Rabbi Yehuda Rishon maybe was asked Rochel b'manik v'mokim manik, could be both are koine, and there was a shaila if you'll have them both together, which one will be koine? Will be Rochel koine, manik be koine. That was a gemara that Chesam et Beis. There was a whole shakla of Italian. So we learned that Chesam et Beis. So we can understand could be Rochel is koine, could be manik is koine alone. Together, one will be koine. That was the shaila that was close to Shmuel. Rochel koine, manik koine. Right. All of a sudden, Rashi says, well, we see Rochel is koine, so if we Rochel and manik, they'll divide it. So everyone asks on Rashi, where did Rashi get this from? It's a new opinion. He had a whole sugya. It could be that both are koine, and together, could be one of Ukraine. That's the problem. That's a big problem. So, let us say two things. The Shita Mikavetzes, and then there's a Svara. But first, let's say what the Shita Mikavetzes says in Pshat, and then we'll see the Svara. The Gemara on the Chesam at Beis, the Gemara was clearing a Shaila. The Gemara was clearing a Shaila, we don't know what Shmuel was talking about, such and such. But then later we brought down Mishnayos to be Mevarah the Shaila. We have in our Mishnah, Shnayim Shoye Reichmim Mahamoyer, Reishoye Echad Rochel Ve Echad Mami, so the din is Yachloik. Now, the minute we will say that Rochel is Koyt, yesterday we mentioned like this, that Rochel is not Koyne, Shnayim Shoye Reichmim Mahamoyer means that the man sure Rochel is not Koyne, they're both Tuffles, they were Koyne with something else. We're both kind of with Mashiach. Now, the Muchzokim, he says Kulushi, but Rochav is a Muchzok, but Rochav is not kind. But now, let's be Elach. If we just found a Baraisa that says Rochav is kind, the Baraisa says Rochav is kind. So now, how do we learn the Mishnah? Shayim Shay Rochav Al Chamoyah. So we'll say Pshat the Mishnah, that each one says, I was kind of with Rochav. He was kind of with Rochav. Shem Shereich Malchamer, we say Yachloko, Rochel is kind. And then we learn Shem the Mishnah, we learn the problems in the Mishnah. Both were kind. Now if we say it is kind, so let's learn the next problem. So it says, Oisho ye echad Rochel ve echad mani, also Yachloko. So remember Arashi and the Beis Medale, Rashi says, what is the second Bobber coming to tell us? The Rochel b'moki manik shneim chelkim. That's what Rashi says. If you learn, and if you're going to be Elach, and you're going to tell me that Rochel is koine, we have a mitzvah, Rashi and the Beis Hamed Aleph says, hoi shneim roichim, lashmin in osa, the Rochel u'manik shneim shavim liknes b'aymim in ahemkel. That's what Rashi says. So if you learn that Rochav is koine, so the next Bov is coming to tell us that both are koine together. That's the Mishnah. Now we have a Mishnah. Before, when we were speaking, we were before the Mishnah. The Gemara later brings down the Mishnah was Pshat the Mishnah, Adilam Pshat the Mishnah. That was the whole Shal was before the Mishnah. The minute I can prove to you that Rochav is kind of, I can prove to you that Rochav is kind of, then you have an offer in the Mishnah, that Rochav a Manik will be kind of. That's what the Shita Mekabetz says. If Rochav is kind of, I have a Mishnah, that Rochav a Manik is found. Fine. That's number one. That's where Rashi got it from. Rashi is not saying a boichsvor. Rashi is saying a cheshbet. After the Mishnah, now you know Pshat in the Mishnah, that's Pshat in the Seif of the Mishnah. Fine. Now let us say Lomzis. Good, there was Shatzad Azoyev. What happened with all the Lomzis? Now, in the beginning of the Sugya, we had mentioned that the Gemara held if there is a similarity between Rochel and Mani. That means both of them, you need a Hiroz Bailis. You need an Ozla Machmosai. Both of them, you need Achnosa L'Rishus. Manig needs Achnosa L'Rishus. Rochav needs Achnosa L'Rishus. That's why the Tofes B'Maseire is commanded Noked Le'Biyodi Domi. Both of them are more or less similar kinyonim. Rochav is an Ozla Machmosai in a Kiris Yad. And Manig is more Ozla Machmosai. Manig is Anichnas L'Shus. Rochav is Anichnas L'Shus. So they're more or less the same type of Kinyan. One is better than the other. One part, one is better than the other. Another part. If you have two similar Kinyanim, this Volta Beis Halevi says, if you have two similar Kinyanim, then there's a concept, the better one should win. That means both are doing the same type of kinyan. Both are making a Ros Bailas. Both are making a Achnosa L'Rishus. It's the same type of a kinyan. And so now there's a svar to say the better kinyan should be koine. Like we said, if you have an ulche and a lav ulche, it's the same type of a kinyan. Both are types of Mashiach, an hoge, a moshe. It's both are types of, the one is ulche, one is lav ulche. The ulche is koine. In our Bereise, it says, Echad Rochel Vasheni Tofus B'Maisei. Ooh. So now we see a new concept of Rochel. Rochel, there's no Achnosel Rishus.
Snapchat is before we learned that the other guy is holding the mitzvah. So what is Kinyan Rochel? So Kochel, there's a new Kinyan of Rochel. It's not similar to Manig. Manig is a Rospilus Achnosum. Rochel is a Kinyan of sitting on a behemoth. So no mice Kinyan is a Kinyan of Rochel. So it's a different type of a Maisa Kinyan. If it's a different type of a Maisa Kinyan, there's no din better or worse. So each one is kind. This part of the Beis HaLevi says. The Beis HaLevi says, the whole Shaila, which one is better if you have two similar Kinyonim, one is better than the other, that one will be kind. But if you have two distinct Kinyonim, And the Tzichiach Leika, he made this kinyan. We don't measure kinyanim. This one is, if he made a ma'aseh kinyan, he'll be kinyan. So now we know the lumdus of Rashi, and the Rai of Rashi. The Rai of the Rashi, the Sheet of Kibetz says, because now we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shnaim Shoye Roichvim. So now I say Pshat that Rochem is Koine, Echad Rochem, Echad Manig is coming to tell us that Rochem, Rochem Manig also say Achloik. You have enough in the Mishnah you say Achloik. And the Lomdus is because Rochem and Manig are two distinct Kinyonim, so Memele then the din will be that both will be Koine. That is Memele, that's the beginning of this. So, Echad Rochem, Chamoyel, The Gemara Ochinami b'manig b'rag. No. The Gemara says no. It's talking about manig b'rag. Why does it say rochov? So we had mentioned Svara v'Rashbe that a manik v'raglov is a batonish type of a manik. He just kicks it. It's not such a good manik. He wants to tell us that a manik v'raglov is also called a manik. That he mentioned. Now this ihochi let us for practical purposes be moichi. Because the Ritva says Rashi was Mugairus the Yochi, and we have to say, fine. Okay. So now we have here two Mahalchem, why the Rochuv is Koine. Either the first Malach is the Rochuv is Koine, because Rochuv is Koine. The second Malach is the Rochuv is Koine, because he's a Manik Baraglum. He made a Mashiach in the Chamer. Period. Fine. So, like the Gemara, Nikne Nami Rochov B'Meiseir. Like the Gemara, Kasha, why isn't Wemoichit Nihochi? The Kasha is, however you learn Pshat Rochov, Rochov can be his Akinian Rochov, Rochov Nami Baraglov. Nikne Nami Rochov B'Meiseir. So what is the Kasha? Let's see Rashi. Nikni nami rochav meiseiro. So Rashi says, Sheberoish hachamoyer, shutachshit hachamoyer, ukechachamoyer, dob. That means like this. The meiseiro has two parts to it. The meiseiro is like a long ritue that one holds onto the dust. And then there's a chelik that's attached to the rosh of the chamor. The chelik that's attached to the rosh of the chamor. So Rashi says, the Gemara asks the kasha as follows. It says in the Baraisa that the rochav is kind of the chamor. The Torah himself is kind of the Messiah. So the Gemara understood, the Torah says kind of the whole thing. Bako mikoka. It's called the Messiah, whatever is attached to the Chama. It's kind of the whole thing back on the cooker. So the Gemara asks the Kasha. Since the Rochuv is kind of the Chamoyah, so the Roish of the Meiseiro which is attached to the head of the chamer, is attached to the chamer. So when you're kind of the chamer, with whichever kinyan you're kind of the chamer, mishiche, oh, whatever it is, but automatically the tachshit of the chamer should be nikne together with the chamer. So why did you say a blank statement? Ze koine chamer v'ze koine meisera, which seems to say that the whole meisera belongs to the other guy. The rope could be belongs to the other one. He's holding it. It's a top of the meisera. But the chelik that's mechubel to the roish of the chamer, this is a tachshit of the chamer. And this, if you're kind of the chamer, which whenever kin you're kind of chamer, you should be kind of the tachshit. Okay, that was the kash. So now we're going to get into very hot water pretty soon. But that was the gemara's kash. That's what Rashi says. Again, let's see Rashi says. Not the whole meisera. She barosh chamer. She tachshit hachamer v'chachamer. Let's go back to the Gemara. Eima. So what did he answer him? This is what the Makshin asked. So he told him, yes, he could catch it. Eima zakoyna chamer v'chatsi meisera. Zakoyna chatsi. You're right, Doctor. We have to make a Christ in the Baraisa. That what it says, we can't learn Shat in the Baraisa that he's only kind of the Chamer. Yes, I'm really the Kakashi. It means he's kind of the Chamer and half of the Meseira. And the famous Meseira is kind of the other half of the Meseira. That's kind of the fact that Christ was a Rosh and Rashi, I don't understand. He says, the Machin, Chaylik and Rashi, but we're learning Rashi. He says, I don't understand. The Makshin asked an innocent Kasha, he should be kind of the Tachshit, the Chaylik, the rest of the Meseira, he had no problem. How should he be kind of the rest of the Meseira? He didn't have any Kasha and the rest. The Chaylik, that's Mechuba to the Rosh HaChamer, that he else should be kind. Fine. So yes, the Makasha. So the Yenis, oh, you're right. You have to be Yenis, he's going half of the Meseir also. The Tais of Shem is Shemayim. He yes, he should be going on the Rosh HaChemesh, he told me he's going half of the Meseir. Hey, what's done that? How should be, first of all, he didn't ask on that. Second of all, how can he be going half of the Meseir? He's only going on Tachshe Vachamer. This Kashe, the Tais of Rosh asked on Rashi, because of that, and the different shot of Al Kaponim, I just like to say over that the kasha was that he should be kind of tachshit the chamer. I cheshim lay the kona chatsi meseira. So the emerson is a rashba here. The rashba wants to say pshat the gemara. And he said, Kenirli, this is Das Rashi. The Rashi says, Pshat the Gemara. The Tarzan did not understand the Rashi. It was a problem of communication. He understood that he meant he should be, he didn't understand. He said, one of the Achayim was Medayik. He said, when he asked the Kasha, Nikna nami rochov bim moiseira. Didn't say nikna nami rochov moiseira. Bim moiseira. In the moiseira, he should be kind of the chil tatsan the roisha chamer. He said if he be medayik in the lotion of the makshin, he never answered it. The Tarzan did not chap what he's asking, and he understood that he meant to be kind of the whole Meseira, that's what he meant. He didn't understand the Kasha. So Memela, so the Tarzan says, oh, so maybe that's Pshat in the Baraisa, that what it says, that he's kind of the Chamer, and he'd be Geir, so that's Pshat, he's kind of the Meseira, and he's kind of the Meseira. That's Pshat. You're right. We won't, we'll accept your Kasha. And that's Hakim Shad. But he misunderstood the Maksha. And we're going to see the Maskonis HaGemore is that he Sakim Koina only the base Fagir, that's the Mokim and the Rosh HaGemore. The Tarsim finally understood what the Maksha meant and he was made at him. But we're going to have a whole sugya where the Tarsim did not understand the Maksha's Kasha. So the Tarsim understood that the Maksha meant this, that he should be kind to the Messiah, and he should be kind to the Messiah. He says, yeah, that's the Baraisa. He'll be kind after the Messiah, he'll be kind after the Messiah. No problem. That's how he understood. How you'll be kind after the Messiah? We'll see soon. We'll see soon. But Al Kaponim, that's how the Tarsim understood. So now the Makshin told him, so the Makshin told him, Mish Loine, he says, that what you're saying, that Lefidvorecha, you are saying that the Rochel can be kind of the Mesere, you know how the Rochel can be kind of the Mesere? I'll tell you. Bishloime Rochel Koni the Kamagvalei Vendas, Elatophis by Mesere by Maikon. He says like this. He said, we'll see soon what's happening over here. He told them like this. You understood that I asked that folks should be kind of both. So let me tell you something. I never meant to ask, but we didn't get to that in the Kudi yet. But both should be kind of the Messiah, I'll tell you. The Rochav could be kind of the Messiah if the toughest Messiah picked it up for him. He says, he's saying like this. If there's a possibility, if the Tophos B'Meseira would pick up the Meseira for the Rochel, then the Rochel could be kind of the Meseira. There's such a possibility. We'll see soon why should he do such a thing. But that's besides the point. But he says, the way you're understanding now, you're telling me, both are kind of the Meseira. He says, what you're saying is an impossibility. The Rochel could be kind of the Messiah if the Tophos Messiah picked it up for him. If he picked it up for him, so be kind. We'll see soon what's happening over here. Bish loyme Rochel koni, the Rochel could be kind of the whole Messiah, the Kamagdalei Bendas, because the Tophos Messiah, if he wants to pick it up for him, he can pick it up for him. So be kind. And the Tophos Messiah be my koni. But the Tophos B'Meseira can never be kind of the whole Meseira. Let's see what Rashi said. Now what is he saying over here? Bishloim Rochu. Now look in the Lashon of Rashi. Bishloim Rochu. Motzis Lemeimah. That could be... You're telling me now that both are kind. You're telling me I'm Moira de Kechidi. I never meant to hear such a Kashi. But you're telling me that both are kind of the Messiah. So let me tell you. Bishloime rochi, motzis lemeime de kone, bagvos chaveiroi. That he could be kind of bagvos chaveiroi. Shehigbioi roisha yashenoi mina kalke. That means the Tophos Messiah picked it up from the kalke. The kamagvelo bendas. And the Tophos Messiah, if he's picking it up for the rochu, the Rochel could be kind of the whole Messiah. We'll see soon. Elo Tophos B'Meseira B'Meikoni Palge. How could the Tophos B'Meseira be kind of here? I can kind of anything. V'Lei Roisha Hasheini Munach B'Meikoni. The Roisha Hasheini of the Meseira is lying on the head of the Chamorim. And was hefke leikonye at the okar mekulay. So he did not make a complete agbor. He did not pick up the whole meisera. So how can he be kind of anything? So he's telling him like this. You're telling me a teretz. You know, you're right. Both are kind of. He says, now you're going into very deep water. To say both are kind of the meisera, I tell you like this. The Rochel could be kind of the whole Meseira if the Thomas Meseiris picked it up for him. That's possible. But the Thomas Meseiris Zicha can't be kind of anything because he didn't pick up the whole Meseiris. A chelik of the Meseiris is on the Rosh of the Chamoyim. So how could the Thomas Meseiris be kind of the Meseiris? So let us stop here for 1 minute. That means this Makshin is going now to the towns. You're telling me that both are going there. She says, let me tell you something. The Tavos B'Meseiris, the Rochel could be kind of the whole Meseiris. There's a possibility if the Tavos lifts up for him, but the Tavos B'Meseiris cannot be kind of the Meseiris. Is Khan Shoyla Ben, if the Tavos B'Meseiris cannot be kind of anything, because he did not make a complete Hagbah, oh, we skipped the Rashi. Sorry. Mishlam Rochel, what's my contact was Chavesh, and we're going to count him, come on, 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 he wasn't lifted up, but was Hefke, like on, ad oke le kula, you have to pick up the whole thing. So how could the Thomas Messiah be kind of anything? That's what he told. So there's a Moedic problem here. If he told them that the Thomas Masere can't be Koine because he did not make a complete Hagbor, so how could the Rochel be Koine? He lifted it up for him. For himself, he can't be Koine. For the other guy, he could be Koine. So this Kasha, the Sheet of the Kibetzer says. Now let's just say over the Loshen of the Sheet of the Kibetzer. Frag der Schiette mit Gebetz ist der Marikas erst des Kasche. Kiven der Tofes bei Meiseiro Leukone, lefische eine Chashuva Hagbo, hoyul verroische echad munach al gabi achamoyer, im kein Reuche weichi koni bag Bosoi. Der Schiette mit Gebetz ist erst des Kasche. I mean, the Tautzen told them, half of what you said is possible, is understandable. But the other half is an impossibility. The Rochel could be kind of all Meseiro if he picked it up for him. Venirali, and for Teshita Mekabetz. The Gabi Reichev Leichoshev Chazoran Hagbo, Sharoish Hasheni Munach al Roisha Chamoret. Kimen de Konilei Veloi Hagbo, Bitam David Tachshit Shol Chamoret. He says, Amoyra de Kizach, that in the, they bring down the Shmuel Rezovsky says, Pshat in the Sheet, look at that, a beautiful song. There was a kasha that was asked in the beginning that the Reuchev al Gabi Achamor, if it's going on Kochav, it's going on Manik, the Manik Baraglov, he should be kind of the Reuch HaMeseira, this is a Tachshit of the Chamor. That means if I'm kind of the Chamor, so the Tachshitim are a Tuffel to the Chamor, you're kind of the Chamor, the Tachshit is Nigrar with the Kimi Chamor, you're kind of the Tachshit. So the Chelik of the Meseira, which is on the Reuch HaMor, belongs to the Rochel of Kin Yerochel, kind of the Chamer. It's attached to the Chamer, kind of. The rest of the Meisele is a problem. I mean, how can I be kind of the rest of it? So the rest of it, if he'd pick it up for me, I'd be kind of. So I didn't pick up the whole thing. He doesn't have to pick up the whole thing. The whole Indian of picking up the whole thing is not a polarism. You need Hayros Bailus on the whole thing. So if there's a chelik that doesn't belong to me, to the Rochel, that belongs to the Yankel, I'm a Mela, so someone's been making Hayros Bailus on a Mikzas, so nothing, it's gone, it's gone. But if the Roish, the Beif Ager, the chelik that's on the Chema belongs to the Roish already, so this is mine already. Now you want to be kinder for me the rest of the Meseira. You didn't have to pick up the Beifagel. That's mine already. That's mine. That doesn't have to be picked up. You only have to pick up what is not mine. What is not mine, you're picking up from me. The pshat is, if you want to pick up, if something belongs to someone else, you want to be kind of half, then that's a called a lost pilot. You pick up half, and then you're kind of, then you're not. Then you have to pick up the whole thing. Then you have to make a maisa gbo on the whole thing. But if you're making a maisa gbo on whatever is hefke, and whatever belongs to the reiche, belongs to the reiche. So then the reiche would be kind of the whole thing. But the Gemara, but that's what the Gemara says. So legabi the reiche, a 3/4 agbo will help for the reiche. Because the chelik that's not mukbis mine al stach to the chamor. And your being must be the rest of it for me. Yashikoyach, so zayn gebench. But the Gemara says, but the tovus be mistere, he should be kind of anything. Actually, he didn't make a complete agbo. He can't be kind of anything. So the Makshin asked the Talsin. The Talsin wanted to defend for the Kasha very easily. You're right, it's a good Kasha. Both are koine. The Reichiv is koine. The Tavaz Mesteir is koine. Shalom HaYisrael is koine. So he said, what? He said, so he told him, he says, be shloima that the Reichiv should be koine everything. That's possible. But the Magbi Zichah can be koine anything. So what are you telling me? That's the loss of the Gemara. Yach mitu merochim and the seira. Aim is a kanach merochim. Yeah. So now he says this. So he told them, Mishloime rochim koni de kemagmalei ben das. So that could be, it could be a possibility that the rochim can be kind of everything if the Tavis Meseira is picking it up for him. Now the Tavis Meseira, the my koni, he can be kind of anything. So the Stalson is still trying to fend for everything. He says, "Aim is a koni chamayil of a kulim meseirah is a koni mashet tavus." You're right. Yes, a very good kasha. Again, there was a lack of communication. So the Stalson said, "Well, you're right. Yes, a very good kasha. So you take it right. The rochav is kind of the whole meseirah, and the tavus meseirah is kind of mashet tavus biyodet because that's commander posek domi." So that he'll be kind of. And Shalom HaYisrael. Shalom HaYisrael. So the Makshin asked him, and Shuldi, I might. He says, it's Shrekach Modne. In Tim Shalei Magbi Mitzir Rabbeir Kone Chaveiroi, into such a concept, the Reuven will pick up from Shemin, Hanim Mili Hechad Kamak Vilei Adai Tei Vechavrei. That means he's only picking it up for the chaver. So then you can say, then it's very good. So this tavus b'meseira is picking it up for him. This person picked up the meseira. He's not going to pick up the meseira for the rochel. That's not his intent. Hayadaiti didei kamagvalei. Iyu leikoni lachini makne. I mean, I don't understand you. He should pick it up for the rochel, but why is he doing that for? He's picking it up for himself. He's telling me he can't be kind of. So he can't be kind of. Oh, my Rabbi, she said, kona chamura beis fagel, was a kona mashin tovus biyod. So Rabbi, she said, enoch nami, he's 100% right. Zer kona chamura beis fagel. That means the makshin in the beginning, that was his kasha. His kasha was, he had understood that the rocha was not kind of anything. Afilu the base fagel, which is the tachshit and the chamor. That was his innocent kasha. Machire, he should be kind of al-kaponim. He should al-kaponim be kind of base fagel. This is the tachshit and the chamor. That was his kasha. So Avashi said, you're right. That what it says, he's kind of the chamor. He means he's kind of the chamor. And the tachshitim of the chamor, that means that kind of chamor. That's what it means. He's taka kind of base fagel. That's taka pshat. And the Torah, that what it says, the Torah's Meseira is kind of the Meseira. It means what he's holding. But that's the only thing he can be kind of. More than that, he can't be kind of because he didn't make a Meisach born the whole thing. The rest, no one is kind of. The rest, no one is kind of. Because there was no Meisach in it. The Tavis Meseira Zichah wasn't picking it up for the Rochel, but he did such a thing. For himself, he wanted to pick it up for himself. can't be kind of himself because he did not make a complete Hagbah. So Memeila, he's not kind of. The Roch of Zich isn't kind of because the whole Kashan Isha became his own Isha became all Tachshit. The Tachshit is only the Beif Hagel. So Shalom Yisrael. That's Hakim Shad. That's the real pattern. The Rajba says, okay, that was the real Kavon of the Maksha. The Maksha only meant to ask that to let him be kind of the Beif Hagel. Because it says that calling me Seira, so he's kind of everything. He has let him be kind of the Beif Hagel. That was the Kash. And the, after the dust settled down, he said, 100% you're not right. He's kind of Beif Hagel. He's kind of the Meseira. Shalom Yisrael. Let us see what Rashi says. Ubeis Fagel, Kinsel Bolas, Masha Boroisha Chamboyer, Uche Chamboyer Domi. This is like the Chamboyer. Masha Tofis Biyodoy, the Masha Besef Yodoy, Havi Magbiya Ligamri. That's called Isa Magbiya because Chev is a Cheshbet of Commander Posek Domi. In Agavuche, if you want to be a little Elech, there's a Machloikis Arishainen, if there's such a concept of Kinyin Yad, Subis is such a machlokes, the Rishonim say that Rashi is no concept of Kinyin Yad, only Kinyin Hagbah, not Kinyin Yad, no Kinyin Yad. So Lechera, we have a Raya from this Rashi. Rashi says that he's Koine Masha Tobes Biyode. Rashi says the Masha Besef Yode Havi Magbiya Legam. Rashi says it's a Kinyin Hagbah. A Kinyin Yad. Rashi holds there's no such concept as Kinyin Yad. And that was in between Loizeh and Loizeh. Amol Lechoyfoy Yachtoy. If a person wants to happen away, can happen away.